Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hello, everybody. It's Catherine here. And as usual, I'm about to read this week's Sunday Soother newsletter essay as an extra bonus podcast for you. But first, I wanted to remind you that enrollment for my courses is now open. I have three sweet and lovely courses just ready for you to dive on in, and I do talk about one of them a little bit more deeply in this essay, the Intentional and Intuitive Dating course, which is a 12-week course all about dating as a sensitive person and helping break down your vulnerabilities to receiving love, which you'll see me talk a little bit about in this essay. There's a group and a self-paced option for that. I also have my Intentional and Intuitive Goal Setting course and Creative Self-Recovery, a community for working through the artist's way together. All of these are open and starting in February, so I hope you will jump on in and join us in one of them. I would really love to have you. If you're having thoughts about the course or questions, or maybe you're a little nervous and just need some clarification, just DM me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews. I love to send voice notes and answer questions there. Or you can always email me at kathdandrews@gmail.com. So really don't hesitate to reach out. And now on to this week's essay. Why is it so hard to ask for help? On receiving, and where did I learn to equate going it alone with virtue? Happy Sunday, soothers. I had been torn lately on what seems like a very small decision, whether or not to go to my parents in the suburbs for the week of inauguration here in Washington, D.C. Part of me felt ridiculous. I live in a residential neighborhood 2 miles from the Capitol, and the chances of any real danger occurring around here are slim to none. I also battled with the thought that I was letting these domestic terrorists quote-unquote win if I left my home in my city. That I needed to tough it out in my home alone during inauguration week to prove that I wouldn't give in so easily to the despair and fear they were looking to wreak across the country. Another part of me yearned for comfort and company. I remembered working from my desk that Wednesday, looking up at the news, and realizing suddenly what was happening. Leaving my desk and staying immobilized on the couch for the next 10 hours, glued to the TV in frantic check-ins with my friends and family. As many of you who have been forced to spend the pandemic largely on your own know, being alone has both its burdens and its blessings. But being alone during a terrorist attack that's unfolding near you is a very particular sensation of isolation, and I didn't feel I wanted to experience that again. As I was going back and forth on the seemingly simple decision to accept my parents' invitation to stay with them for a week, our COVID safety protocols in place, or to ride out another week alone in my condo because of a sense that it was, I don't know, braver, tougher, I thought back to the many times I've correlated toughing out a circumstance, a pain, a sadness, a reach for a goal, an experience, alone on my own, with virtue. Going through a traumatic breakup in my 20s, telling everybody around me, friends and family included, that I was totally fine and didn't want to talk about it, but spending almost every morning crying in the shower. Realizing I wanted to leave a job or a relationship, but deciding I had to figure out how to do it all on my own without admitting those desires to anybody else. Deciding on a goal, like running a marathon or starting my business, but doing the training and the work by myself. Or experiencing bouts of anxiety and depression, but avoiding going on medication because I wanted to prove I could best them without aid. I saw a Reiki healer last week as a treat to myself for my birthday, and as we talked, virtually, Reiki can be performed effectively from anywhere, she gently guided me from my root chakra upwards, clearing and explaining what she saw along the way. When she got to my heart chakra, the chakra that rules our love and emotional connections and ability to give and receive, she paused. "Now, this is interesting," she said. "Here, it's like you have this boundless river of love pouring out to everybody around you, to all of humanity, in fact. That same river of love, it's like if you tried to turn it back on yourself, you would only give yourself 2 drops. I had to laugh because it was so accurate. Why is it so hard to give ourselves the love and assistance we would willingly give out to others? Is it because we think we don't deserve it, or because we think it's somehow more virtuous, more likely to be rewarded and praised because something was done with our own grit? Or is it because at some core, deep, wounded level, we don't think we're worthy of that help? Or is it because we're afraid of what will happen, how our hearts will burst open when the love and help is given willingly, of how we'll be seen in our full, raw humanity and vulnerability, our deep and abiding neediness? I suspect it's a mix of all of these. Receiving is so hard. I was thinking of this when I thought of my romantic relationship recently, how my boyfriend is so happy to go out of his way to do things for me that I worry are inconveniences for him. He'll get frustrated when I say, "You don't have to," or ask for the 10th time, "Are you sure?" Reminding me that he's his own person and he truly only does things he's genuinely happy to do. He never learned along the way, I suppose, the dangerous mix-up of conditional love. Love given on the basis of you being able to do something in exchange for the other person. Something I've somehow acquired, and which I think sometimes informs my basis of my fear of receiving. I teach on what I now think of as the quote-unquote receiving block in my intuitive dating course. It's one of the most surprising blocks to dating the sensitive women who take the course come up against, not realizing they've probably had it most of their lives. In one lesson of the course, I write this. This block is one I see a lot, especially in those of us conditioned as women. The ability to receive compliments, receive love, receive gifts, receive help, receive attention, and more. We've been much more conditioned to see giving as the superior way of being. It's much easier to give, and we often want to take care of everybody, to nourish them and help them in any way we can. Unfortunately, an inability to receive can be a serious block in dating. The very act of being in a relationship demands that you receive somebody else's love, adoration, attention, focus. If we're unable to do this, if we feel uncomfortable doing this, if we don't feel worthy of these focuses, then it can be difficult to be in a relationship where somebody really truly wants to give you that. So maybe for some of you, receiving kindness, love, and help feels natural and easy, part of your birthright, which it truly is. However, I suspect for many of you reading this, it's a lifelong struggle, something that feels rusty and strange as we contemplate it, awkward, and even a little bit bad, tinged with guilt or resentment or cynicism. But as we move forward into another strange year where the only way we'll get through is asking for and allowing in that help and those connections, I urge you to lean into softening where you can, asking where you're able, and turning that river of love and compassion back onto yourself. As for me, by the time you read this, I'll be on my way to my parents. I don't have to be alone, after all. And I never was. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.